This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. A dramatic rescue in the jungles of Colombia yesterday. Colombian spies led members of the rebel FARC group to unmarked military helicopters, where 15 hostages were flown to safety without a shot being fired. Three Americans were in the group, and so was Ingrid Betancourt. The FARC kidnapped her during her presidential run 6 years ago. Betancourt spoke with reporters through an interpreter after her rescue, and her comments were on CNN.
We heard the helicopters, and I looked up to the sky, and I thought, it's so curious that I can finally be excited to hear a helicopter, because for 7 years, every time I heard a helicopter, my pulse would race. I would be scared.
Betancourt said when she found out she'd been rescued, the helicopter almost fell from the sky because we were jumping up and down, yelling, crying, hugging one another. She said she never expected to get out alive. In the United States, George Gonzalez was mowing his lawn in Connecticut when he heard that his son Mark was finally free.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm happy. I can't think of a better way to celebrate the 4th of July.
Mark Gonzalez, Thomas Howes, and Keith Stancil arrived in San Antonio late last night.